USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is speaking to the Summit on Fire Prevention and Control to address wildfires in the western region of the United States. The president is commending the volunteer firefighters that make up most of the fire departments, according to the National Fire Protection Association.
It's truly amazing that an estimated 1,041,200 local and municipal firefighters, 65% of you are volunteers.
Following Hurricane Ian, the Category 4 storm that hit Florida in late September, several thousand residents across the state were left without power. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis gives some insight Tuesday into the significant progress officials have made in their recovery efforts.
Statewide now, other than the barrier islands, I think you basically have 1,000 people that are without power in the entire state of Florida. So
as Americans continue to feel their budget squeezed by 40-year high inflation, recession concerns are lingering. This as Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, is warning that the country may slip into a recession within the next 6 to 9 months. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell says that while more needs to be done to help the economy, she believes all the spending done under the Biden administration is justified.
We've got to do something, but I'm going to tell you that we have to invest in what we're doing. And by the way, I'm not going to apologize for trying to fix our roads.
Honda is building its new $4 billion electric vehicle battery plant in Ohio. The car manufacturer and LG Energy Solution plan to begin construction early next year. It'll be able to mass produce lithium-ion batteries by the end of 2025. This is USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Thousands of illegal immigrants entered the United States illegally, and communities along the U.S.-Mexico border are becoming increasingly overwhelmed. Appearing on Fox Business, Texas Republican Congressman Myra Flores shares her thoughts on Vice President Kamala Harris's absence from the border, despite being appointed to oversee the illegal immigrant crisis.
How many more immigrants have to die for her to come to South Texas and care for us, to care for immigrants?
An investigation continues into a scary situation at a daycare facility in Ohio.
Dozens of children and employees at a daycare center in Allentown, Pennsylvania, were rushed to the hospital Tuesday morning. A carbon monoxide leak is probably to blame. Emergency personnel responded to a 911 call about an unconscious child at Happy Smiles Learning Center in Allentown. That's just over an hour's drive north of Philadelphia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Devontae Adams could be suspended after shoving a man to the ground following Monday Night Football. That's according to the NFL Network. It happened after the Raiders lost to the Kansas City Chiefs and the video went viral. Adams later apologized for what happened, saying he was very frustrated at the way the game ended. The Raiders were up 17-0 at one point before eventually losing 30-29. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.